Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninginem Hangsing. The Dimapur Municipal Council, DMC, has banned the sale and distribution of unlabeled 20-liter water containers and any consumable goods lacking proper packaging information. In a press release, the DMC stated that it has observed widespread sale of 20-liter packaged drinking water without company labels, violating Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI regulations, and posing potential health risk. Here is a report.
Traders have been directed to immediately stop the sale and distribution of 20-litre unlabeled water containers and improperly packaged consumables. The Dimapur Municipal Council reminder that FSSAI guidelines mandate all packaged drinking water to carry clear and verifiable labelling. The DMC further warned that regular inspections will be conducted and strict action will be taken against violators under the Food Safety and Standards Act. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Nagaland Lok Sabha MP S. Supamaran Jamir yesterday joined hundreds of India Alliance leaders, including Rahul Gandhi and Mallik Arjun Kharge, in a protest march to the Election Commission office opposing the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar. In a statement, the Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee NPCC expressed full solidarity with MP Jamir, condemning the government's refusal to allow debate in parliament and the detention of peaceful protesters, calling the move a joint assault by the Modi government and the Election Commission on India's democracy. The NPCC warned of its grave nationwide implications and vowed to keep resisting until democratic norms are upheld. International Youth Day is being celebrated today. On the occasion, Nagaland Chief Minister Nipi Rio praised the young people from Nagaland to communities across the world as drivers of change. In a social media post, the Chief Minister called for renewed efforts to equip youth with knowledge, opportunities and a voice to shape a future that respects heritage and supports the Sustainable Development Goals. In a major step towards addressing the rising cases of human-elephant conflict, HEC in Wokha District, Advisor for Agriculture Mathang Yantan led a 9-day constituency-wide awareness and mitigation program concluding on August 10. The campaign promoted long-term, low-cost solutions for communities affected by crop loss, property damage and human casualties due to elephant encounters. Renowned wildlife veterinarian Dr. Rudra Ditya from Bengaluru conducted live demonstrations on Chile-based elephant deterrence, hands-on training for farmers and community discussions. The 9-day program covered 14 villages along Pyotchu to Lakuti and Bhakti Tosanis to Okotso routes. The Indian Army has launched Phase 2 of the Agnivir recruitment process in parts of the northeastern states this month. According to a press release from the PRO and spokesperson, Ministry of Defense, Manipur, Nagaland and southern Arunachal Pradesh, candidates who appeared for the online common entrance examination held from June 30 to July 10 can now check their results on the official Join Indian Army website. The Army Recruiting Office, Rangapahar, has already notified both shortlisted and non-shortlisted candidates via their registered email addresses. We have a report.
Shortlisted candidates from Nagaland will attend a recruitment rally from August 27 to 30 at Bhagat Stadium, Rangapahar Military Station, TCP-1, Dimapur. The rally will include a 1.6-kilometer run, physical fitness test and a medical examination. Candidates who haven't received their admit cards should contact the Army Recruiting Office, Rangapahar, at arorangapahar77@gmail.com or call 7628023484. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The race to the semi-finals of the Dr. T. Ao Inter-District Football Trophy heats up as the second set of quarter-finals kicks off today at IG Stadium, Kohima. Mokokchung will take on Perrin at 1 p.m, followed by a high-stake clash between host Kohima and Wokha at 4 p.m. Both matches are expected to be tightly contested as teams battle for a spot in the Final Four. And the India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall at many places in the northeast region, accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning likely during the next 3 days. Isolated heavy rainfall is also likely to continue over Nagaland and few other neighbouring states during this time. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.